Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay.
I'm just doing a little look about.
You said three successes?
Yes.
No. No sign of any magic currently.
Okay. All right. Then we are heading back out.
Okay.
Just doing our due diligence, and then once Chase touches base again, I'll relay all that over to the rest of the group.
Okay. Back at Jesse.
Jesse.
You arrive, to find another sparring session underway. Seems to be a morning tradition when you're not here. What's her name?
Allison
is beating up your boyfriend with a stick. Or fiance.
That's my fiance.
Stick.
I was about to say. That's my boyfriend. That's
beating
my
up your fiance with a stick. He's holding his own, but she's,
you know what?
A lot more experienced.
Well, that's the whole point. I'm not going to step in.
Yeah.
Jesse's going to let him keep getting his ass beat until he stops getting his ass beat, honestly. That's the way you learn.
Yeah. They do kind of stop when you when they notice your arrival. Ah, welcome back again.
Thanks. Happy to be back.
You get the customary large bear hug, lift off the ground kiss maneuver from Lachlan.
Hell
and
yeah.
And then Allison comes over for a fist bump.
Fuck yeah.
So, see anything interesting out there?
Oh my fucking God. Chase ate people.
Very serious look from Allison. He ate people?
Yeah, so get this. So we went to the Fae Queen, right? The icy one. And she was like, I got this fucking, my God, I need you guys to go check him out. So we went and we looked. Bing, bam, boom, it's Asmodeus.
What?
Like, and he invited us.
Demon?
Yeah, like the hell guy. So we didn't find that out until after we were already inside for the party. We thought he was the Great Hunt dude.
Whoa. Back up. Like the Wild Hunt?
Yeah. Queenie wants us to find that.
Okay. Let me.
Yeah.
Let me.
So we get in there, right? And it's like a fucking party. So I go, obviously, to the food.
No, then, you mean you didn't jump straight into the orgy? It's Asmodeus, I'm assuming.
There wasn't one until after I finished with my food, which is inconvenient timing because it made me fucking sick. But yeah, you know, like several fucking courses, and I was in there by myself for the most part, and everybody was fucking quiet. There was like noise, like there should have been people. But like nobody was talking. And then Chase comes in for the last course, and like everything was appearing magically in front of me up until this last one, and some fuck brought the plate in, and I was like, that's suspicious. So I didn't eat that shit. And then Chase knew. I think it was fucking Taryn came in and went, long pig, long pig.
I love that bird.
Then Chase ate it on purpose, and then they all went to the front. I wasn't feeling so hot. They went and told Ash. He calls himself fucking Ash. They went up to him, and they were like, hey, yo, we gotta go. And then Chase looked like he was gonna bite Olathe. Didn't love that. And then we left. That's when the fucking was, and they were eating each other. It was a mess.
The The who? Who was eating
each other? The orgy? The people. They were dancing when I went to go get food, and when I came out, they were fucking and eating each other. It was wild. I ain't never seen nothing like it before.
Okay, that's a little kinky even for me.
It was too much. I didn't want to be there anymore.
You said they weren't... No one was talking. They were fucking, but not talking...
Yeah, when I was eating, it was like there was a backtrack of people talking and then like extras in the room that weren't trying to fit the backtrack, you know?
Are you sure they were alive?
No. I didn't check, if I'm being totally fucking honest. I had a kind of tunnel vision.
Okay. What I've heard of Asmodeus in the past, he's pretty fond of puppet theater. They might have all been dead. You might have been in the middle of a zombie orgy. Okay.
Why did you have to make that worse, Allison? It was already bad.
Is he still around?
No, we left and he went poof.
Okay. Okay, you like know my deal and like Cult of Ecstasy and some of the stuff that we got into.
Mm-hmm.
There's some real... Heretic is the wrong word, but like really out there ecstatics that kind of sometimes fall to control of Asmodeus. That's why I've heard of him. He's icky.
Yeah, it was not the best place I've been.
Yeah, maybe don't go back if he comes around again.
I don't wanna.
Good. Okay. Cool. Wow, I wish all my friends weren't dead. This would be a great time to have more ecstatics to talk to about this. Okay, I might have some notes somewhere. I'll look into it. Hopefully we don't run into him again. He's gross.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know shit about how often he's around or anything like that. And Chase Olathe and Tianan are all dealing with talking to the queen like right now. So whatever updates they've got, I will have shortly, I guess. Not that I'll still be here. I gotta go back through the door, I think.
Okay, well, I will leave you two lovebirds to it. I'm gonna go check some books. I'll see you later, Jesse.
Yeah, see ya.
And she heads off into the house. All right. With that little meanwhile elsewhere in Middle Earth out of the way.
Can I state that the first thing that Jesse is going to want to do while they're there is do some sort of tribute to Kernanos while she's home?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. We are going to make an offering of, I assume that there was some sort of recent hunt, or they've got like a fur or something that they can offer.
Sure. Okay. I'm pretty sure Astoria has probably taught her a lot about how to properly do this by this point. Usually that kind of thing, it depends on how into it you're getting. If you're setting a full circle and closing it afterwards type thing, or a more basic, just kind of lighting incense and or a candle to call the attention of the deity in question and then offer the thing, sometimes burning it, sometimes not, depends on who you're dealing with. But yeah, that would be an appropriate thing to do. And yeah,
they'll probably go the whole nine yards, honestly.
Okay.
And it's gonna be a thank you for making sure that she got out of the House of Ash, especially after what Allison just told her. This is a tribute of thanks.
Excellent. Good shit. Okay. as you, as that ritualization is underway, there is a faint warmth and a little bit of a glow to the antlers on the back of your hand, which kind of grows in intensity, kind of peaking at the height of the ritual and then fading away afterwards. And without needing to actively turn on visions to see them, you notice some of the wildlings, the wild spirits that live in the little contained threshold in the woods, made their way over to the tree line to observe this, and then promptly went back home afterwards.
Okay, as long as they went home.
Yep.
Little shits.
Okay. Good shit. And it sounded like Tiernan's primary objective was befriending a dragon and or the dragon's rider.
Yeah, I mean, just in a very... One, I'm still glad that the armor fits and all that. But two, just time and effort of regular pleasantries. No, I don't have like a real objective or a pile of experience to throw at it currently. So, you know, I don't know how much you want to deep dive that of roll a die and pick which one. I don't know the dragon personalities.
Well, Plum is here. The other dragons are not. So you could go looking for the
dragon. That narrows it down.
Plum is literally right there.
Bingo.
Okay. So yeah, you walk over to Plum, and I'm hacking a fraud, so I'm already having to go back to my notes to remember Plum's writer's name. Celine.
That's an S. There you go.
Yeah, Celine. And the dragon is still laid over on it on her side like a dog, and kind of looks over and sees you coming up with your dragon scale armor on, and kind of laboriously crooks her neck over without moving from her lounging position. Gives you a good sniffing, which is an odd sensation because, like, those are some big nostrils.
I was just saying, I'm sure it's unpleasant, even. I apologize immediately.
And kind of with, like, the very tip front of her tiniest teethers, gives, like, a tiny little nip to some of the plates, like she's testing them. Just kind of, like, grabs the front of it and, like, gives it a little wiggle to see if it comes off. And then goes back to lounging. Sylvine just giggles. I think she approves.
Well, I'm glad it's, what, a third hers?
Yeah.
Just like bare, like kind of counting. I assume, give me your headcanon of what you want. I assume they're not small scales. Or are they like cracked up bits of it?
Kind of the headcanon that I had for it was that they had kind of cut down the big scales into smaller scales and made like scale mail armor.
Okay.
I can send you a picture of what I kind of imagine it, except that it's not in that rainbow pattern.
I've got it, and we're fine.
Yeah. Sylvine, for her part, reaches down to the big bucket of water next to her and pulls out another scrub brush. Well, you want to give her a scritch?
As long as you get the high spots.
I can do that.
I'm going to find a
Go ahead.
Safe spot to set anything I'm dragging around down. I'm assuming there's always something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's just a basic process of kind of cleaning between the scales, just getting little bits of grime off of it. And it's pretty obvious by the dragon's reaction that she greatly enjoys this process.
Is this the fashion one, correct?
This is the fashion one. Yep.
I apologize for not bringing back any, fashion-based presents, but I think our time has been spent mostly in a junkyard or in a demon court.
Duh.
Demon
court. Ugh.
That's, yeah. That sounds gross.
It was, like, kind of nice up until, you know, the terrible parts.
Well, you didn't die.
I am still excited about that one. I think I will be for the rest of my life.
You know, not dying is usually a good thing to be excited about. Hard to argue with that one.
I'm even going to argue I might be okay at it.
Well, if you don't mind my saying, you seem like you've had a few winters. You kind of don't do that if you're not good at not dying.
At least two or three.
At least two or three. And, yeah, she kind of spends the next, like, half hour or so just, like, guiding you through the ins and outs and detail of the care and feeding of the average dragon.
They don't eat the treasure they get, right? Right?
They sure don't. Plum's diet seems to consist primarily of fish, but she also has a bit of a taste for hot peppers. With the unfortunate side effect of dragon flatulence. But, you know.
Which is probably dangerous given sulfur levels. I got you.
Yeah. But, yeah, you get a pretty solid education on what goes into taking care of a dragon.
Dope. Yeah, most of the stuff I'm going to maintain specifically for the I have got to clean this armor out at some point, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, it's super useful to know, hey, yeah, don't use an iron chisel. They hate that.
Yeah, yeah. You get the feeling that, like, while the armor plates are probably strong enough to turn a crossbow bolt, they're also very, like, innervated. They feel their armor plates. It's not, like, if they, their scales might turn a blow, but it's still gonna fucking hurt. They're not just, like, turtle armor.
It's not actual plate. It's still mail.
It's still part of their flesh and meat. Yep. Okay. So, yeah. Very obviously, the dragon enjoys this immensely and more or less is doing the pit bull on its back maneuver as you guys are doing this. Just really enjoying herself. It sounded like... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just said love to hear that.
Yeah. So it sounded like Chase and Olathe had designs on a library, yes?
Chase for sure did. I know Tiernan had expressed interest in that a couple weeks ago when we were in session.
Okay.
You know as well.
Olathe said she's always up for a library, so...
Yeah.
If we're on a hard timer, you kids have fun. If we're down to wait, well, you know, plays with a dragon for all intents and purposes. you know, you all call your timeline. I don't know that we're in a particular rush, though.
No, not really.
Nah.
Sylvain could probably lead you to the library when y'all are done, and they could be there already poking around. Okay, so you guys, well, probably would ask Arira before she leaves you how to get to the fucking library.
Yes.
And she does, in fact, just take you there. It is its own tower. So you basically go back down to the lower level, using like little access hallways off to the side, so you don't actually cross the main hall, because fuck that noise. And are led into another tower. Like many parts of the castle, it is substantially larger on the inside. You can kind of see that tower out the window as you go. And it looks like it's a pretty small tower. But once you step inside it, it is gigantic on the inside. You step through two very large wooden doors that are carved to look more or less like the binding of a book. Like the door opening is like a book opening to you. And you you hear a chuckle from Arira as you go to step through. Oh, just in time. It's just about to leave. That would have sucked. Head on in. I'll well, if you need me, I'll be able to find you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Not the head. But Olaf's already heading in because fucking books.
When the doors close behind you, you look out the windows of the tower, and get a really weird sensation because you don't feel like you're moving. You do not feel the tower moving, but the view out the window absolutely seems to indicate that this tower has detached itself from the castle and is flying to a new location where it then reattaches itself to the castle. The library just moves when it feels like it. But
that's amazing.
On the inside, it is very interesting. And Olaetha will pretty quickly get a feeling for what she's looking at that is a little bit familiar. In the Orders Library, Keepers of the Sacred Flame, Ordo Veritas, etc., etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many branches, as we have previously discussed. And mm-hmm. each branch is themed for what is in it. If you look for a... if you're looking for knowledge on Greek mythology and you go to that branch, it's going to be decorated in that fashion. If you're looking for plant lore, it's going to almost be a greenhouse inside the library. And that is the case for basically every branch of the order. You get the feeling that whoever laid out this library in the past has been to the library, capital T, capital L. Because each section scattered around the library is arranged that way. You can
feel a little bit like home.
Yes. You see a section that seems to be about like metallurgy and smithing. And it's styled more or less like the inside of the blacksmith hut. Like you see books about the concept of time. And there are clocks everywhere. Like there's an enormous number of sections. This library seems to go on for miles. And each little section is kind of a microcosm of the full-size branches that you would have seen in the library.
Interesting. The feels a little like home is going to be Olathe's statement on it, though.
If we're not counting the library that, you know, we rescued all of those books from at the start months ago. I think the last time I was in a library, I got kicked out.
I can very much believe that.
Yeah.
Who were you with?
Is it gonna be a huge surprise if I say I don't remember?
Not even a little bit. Well, try not to get us kicked out of this one. I don't know who you're gonna find in here, but either way.
Naomi's not here, I'm sure I'll figure it out. Regardless,
I have faith that you can be good. At least for a little bit.
Getting better at it. Anyway, I need storybooks. And that means I probably need to speak to an Eshu. So I'm going to take a look around.
Have fun. I'm going to wander and see what it guides me to.
Okay.
And Olathe is going to do exactly that. No real, like, sense, just kind of going where her feet lead her.
Chase is going to be wandering specifically looking for someone who looks like they know more about libraries than him, or specifically this library than him.
Okay. We will come back to Olathe then in a moment. Chase. As you are walking along, you spot someone sitting in a chair that doesn't seem to quite touch the ground. In fact, you're pretty confident that it is slowly rotating in space.
Amazing.
Occupied by what could best be described as a Khajiit. Wearing, like, a long, almost sari-looking outfit. Like a dark, almost burgundy-red turban on the head with a big ruby set in it. And not one, but two books across their knees. And they appear to be flipping both and reading both simultaneously. There's, like, Chase knows enough to know that there's, like, a none percent chance that's not an issue.
Yeah. Well, gonna start with just approaching and seeing if said issue will, speak up first or acknowledge him first, because, you know, he's dating a book girly. He knows better than to just start talking while someone's reading.
Yeah.
But, you know, very, very clearly also not going to go away just from being ignored.
True. It's a hot minute before they stop. When they do, they do a kind of interesting, like, pulling a string gesture, like, with, you know, two fingers and their thumb up over both books, and both books seem to close on their own without direct contact. And they fold their hands in their laps, or in their lap, look down for a moment, like they're taking a moment to, like, oh god, I gotta deal with this. And then stop, look up at Chase, And they have very intriguing, like yellow cat eyes, very like periwinkle yellow kind of color with almost like gold flecks in them.
Periwinkle is blue.
Or not periwinkle. What's the color I'm thinking of?
Amber.
It's like that very light yellow.
Turquoise?
Turquoise is also blue, my guy.
Also blue.
Turquoise is very blue. Anyway, not important.
Butter yellow is usually like a very pale yellow.
Yeah, it's, I guess butter yellow.
Or topaz is what I was thinking of.
A good word for it. And they most definitely have cat pupils. And those narrow in on you. And they speak. And what they say is entirely unintelligible.
Let's see here. Any particular modifiers to magic in here?
Not that you're currently aware of.
I am making a roll. Do I need to be aware of any?
No.
Okay. By the power of two successes worth of mind three, for comprehend language, Chase is going to tap the side of his head and say, could you repeat that, please?
Okay. Through your little magic-y effect, you become aware of they're speaking Pashto. And they smirk a little and do repeat and say, if you're smart enough to figure out how to understand this, how can I help you?
Chase is going to switch over to Pashto as well. Because magic is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his favorite party trick with the Mortadellas already anyway. I was hoping that you could point me in the direction of a particularly compelling story, book preferably, that I may make a copy of, if that is permissible.
You get a wink. Very wide, very toothy grin when you start speaking Pashto. Cat fangs. It's a little unsettling. But it's a pleasant enough smile. They seem to be genuinely pleased.
Coyote fangs. It's also a little unsettling.
An interesting story, you say. Tell me more. Interesting how? Every story is interesting.
True.
In its own way. I could tell you the story of the flowers that I picked yesterday, or the story of the long hero's journey back home from war. Each interesting in its own way.
Ideally, something with some romance, excitement, and above all, I suppose I'm looking for the rarest kind of story, one with a happy ending, as the unhappy endings are, well, you don't have to go to a library to look for them anymore. Something about a hero, love, conquering adversity, and everything working out well in the end.
I think I know just the one. And would you believe it's one that has existed on your plane for a long time? But I bet what you don't know is that most of it happened in the dreaming.
You might find me shockingly willing to accept that things happened in the dreaming.
Does the name Homer ring any bells?
See, that's not at all a surprise that it happened in the dreaming.
Much easier to find a Cyclops in the dreaming than out here. Though, I did hear an interesting story the other day that might be changing.
Yeah, a lot is changing, and I'm starting to get the impression that the lines between realms don't really matter at all anymore.
No, I'm not sure they do. Which is how things were long ago. You could, on a whim, be somewhere else. More pleasant way to live, I think.
Some of us still can be somewhere else on a whim.
Just so. Perhaps something a little lighter than the travels and travails of old Odysseus. Happy ending, for sure. Well, for him anyway. But such a difficult road to get there. Say, is this story for you or someone else? I do love the giving of gifts.
Someone else.
Ah.
I'm hoping to be the hero of my own story, returning home with gifts of true worth. Material for myself, because I'm a material being who requires material to survive, but a truly compelling story for one of the few people I've met with the voice to do a truly compelling story justice is what I'm looking for.
They seem to kind of give you a long, searching look. You get the feeling that they're not invading your mind. That's not at all their thing. But you get the feeling that they're looking at you with more than eyes. Like they're getting the measure of who you are as a person. Interesting. I think I have the one. And they kind of raise those fingers again, doing kind of a little, like, almost like they're playing a piano in the air that's not actually there. And one of the books in their lap rotates in the air and seems to shift to a different book that floats its way over to you. Simple brown leather cover. With a series of kanji on the cover in gold.
Appears to be offered, as in handle with care, but take it,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. Yep. That is what Chase does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take a quick page through it to see. Well, just the first couple of pages, really. Wouldn't want any spoilers.
You notice quite quickly upon opening it that the first pages are actually in the back. And the entirety of the book is written in Japanese kanji.
That tracks and is probably what Chase would assume.
With kind of classic line art drawing, like that very basic, like, well, I guess I say basic, but it's not super detailed. But illustrations throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And the kanji on the cover just translates to the great August goddess who shines in heaven, which Chase would recognize as a reference to Amaterasu, the goddess of the sun.
Definitely catches Chase's interest. Kind of a long look at the book, then back to the Yeshu, then back to the book. Would you mind if I were to duplicate this?
You can take it with you. All of the books that belong here find their way back when they're needed.
It's all the same to you. I would prefer a copy. I don't like giving gifts that may have a habit of disappearing later.
Very well.
Plus, I will likely be adding a fair amount of paint to the book. The illustrations, though lovely. Well, before I continue, this is... How sacrilegious would that be, I suppose? I consider myself to be an artist of no small talent. Not necessarily a master by any means, but...
It would be unwise. Your conscientiousness on this matter is appreciated.
Fair enough.
So long as no harm comes to the book, you may duplicate it.
Of course. I would not dream of harming a library like this.
Excellent.
I do appreciate your time, and I apologize for the disruption in your reading, and I will let you get back to that.
No problem. This makes for another interesting story to tell someday.
I have quite a few of those to share if you're interested.
Indeed. Always interested in another good story.
Well, the duplication is not going to necessarily be a quick process. So if you care to listen, I don't mind telling. If you would rather get back to what you're doing, I do understand.
At that, without really any obvious input from the Eshu at all, there is a quill, an ink pot, and a seemingly unending blank scroll suddenly floating in front of them. And they are looking at you with rapt attention.
out of character, I don't necessarily have a whole ass story in the chamber here.
Yeah, you're good.
And we're also 30 minutes to end of session, so I'm not trying to hog that much. But yeah, Chase will, you know, find a place to settle down and start working on duplicating this book with a combination of matter and mind to really make sure he captures the emotions in the book without you know, damaging it, and
that is,
get into a story.
As you are duplicating that, you find rather quickly that this is not an ordinary book.
Mm-hmm.
And the emotions contained within it are oddly compelling. The book seems to have some innate magic of its own. And pulls you in to the emotional experience, the things that you're supposed to be feeling. When Amaterasu is betrayed, you feel betrayed. When she hides away, you feel afraid. When she triumphs and brings light back to the world, you feel triumphant. It's not an ordinary book by any means.
You know,
it's not just words on a page.
I think that's going to be a cue to tell a parallel story about how Chase learned to paint emotions into canvas in a similar way as they have painted emotions into print here.
Excellent. Yeah, your new Eshu friend is very intrigued by that. And the quill, quite on its own, continues to take notes the entire time.
As he said, artist of no small talent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably where he's going to be for a while, at least until Aletha and Tiernan come to figure out where the fuck he's been.
Okay. Aletha. As previously stated, you were going to kind of allow it to, or I guess allow your feet to guide you where they will, more or less.
There's two ways to deal with a library. Either you go in looking for knowledge, or you let knowledge find you.
Okay. You begin to wander the stacks, as they were. And pretty quickly realize you're kind of hopelessly lost. You're not entirely sure the stacks are rearranging themselves as you walk, but you're pretty sure the stacks are rearranging themselves as you walk.
Enough core to realize that something hasn't... Isn't going right?
Math ain't mathin'.
Heck, hey, stop it.
Look, sometimes the library rearranges around you. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just don't get eaten by it.
And what you're pretty sure is happening here after about half an hour of this is that you're not really walking anywhere. You're kind of just walking in place. And the library is rearranging itself around you.
Interesting.
But you feel kind of in the back of your mind like someone is here with you. And right around the time that you start getting a little irritated by, I'm pretty sure I've seen that display about octopuses three times now, you see Drifting Cloud sitting on one of the bookshelves.
Hello, my old friend.
Hello. And he kind of looks down at the book that he is sitting on and gives it a little nudge with his beak. At least he would if he were corporeal. I think this is what you were looking for.
Well, it has a little more to recommend it than the others now. And Olaith is going to pick up the book.
Okay. When you pick it up...
If he was standing directly on top of it, she will move him to her shoulder if he's willing first.
Oh, yeah.
When before picking it up.
When you put out your hand to pick up the book, he kind of just scurries up your shoulder and perches.
Yeah.
This is not what you were expecting when you picked this one up. It seems to be a academic journal. A fairly dry one. Focused primarily on archaeological surveys of the upper Midwest.
Okay.
You're not entirely sure what that's about. It is a fairly substantial book. It'll probably take you a little bit of time to go through all of it.
Archaeological surveys, as in also probably different locations that, you know, things from tribes have been found?
Yes. More than likely. I mean, you go very far back in archaeology in this part of the world, there's only really one way to go.
Mm-hmm. Can I do a mind roll?
Sure.
I want to do mind for fast reading and basically like photographic memorization.
Okay.
Do those need to be two rolls or one?
Give me two.
Okay. We'll do memorization first.
That's just mind one.
Okay. 4, 2, 9, 10, 4. So that should be 4 successes.
Okay. And I think speed read is mind two, matter two. Correct me on that one if I'm wrong, Bird, but I think that was what it was for that.
I think that's what we've been doing. Thinking about it again, I feel like you could probably get away with it with mind one and matter two.
Would you need matter for it?
It depends on how you're going about it. If you want speed reading as per you read Mork Gooder, you could probably get away with it with Mind 1. I think Mind 3, Matter 2, you could just touch a
absorb.
Book and absorb yeah. all of the knowledge, and in between those two extremes is different combinations of different levels.
Mm-hmm. So I figure flipping through it, you would just be needing the mind. Touching it and not even opening it, you would need the matter.
Yeah, realistically, if you're just trying to spend like 30 minutes flipping through a book, you could probably get away with mind one or two and nothing else.
Yeah.
I'd
agree with that. If you're wanting it to be almost instantaneous, it would definitely be a matter roll and a little bit more mind. But if you're just trying to like sit and speed flip, you probably could get away with it just being mind.
Yeah. Speed flip, you know. Process, but have this memorized because I'm generally these things will have either notes or maps in them of where these things were.
Mm-hmm. Straight up like grid square coordinates.
Yeah. 9, 6, 7, 3. So that should be 3 successes on the speed.
Okay. I will get you more details in the future, as they become relevant. But, Olaitha gets a pretty solid download on archaeology and ruins of the societies and tribes and nations of the area, including her own, some of which include excavations that she might not have been aware of.
Mm-hmm.
There is one thing in particular, though. That super stands out in all of this.
Okay.
There are structures underneath Lake Michigan and some more underneath Lake Huron of some kind of stone buildings that were built long ago of the, like, 9 or 10,000 years ago variety, when the water level was much, much lower. And it appears that there were some societies in this area that way predated even Olathe's people, who might have been a little bit more advanced and permanent to the degree of building more advanced societies.
Mm-hmm.
That for one reason or another disappeared.
Question. Mm-hmm. Either I remember in one of the lakes there was a group of people that we were pretty sure were just humans, but we had seen a flag raised for it, like a small outpost, effectively, or possibly small village.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of these near any of those? Or like, are they going to be? Is there anything that we would know if we would have to deal with, like, if we physically went to visit them?
I guess maybe a better way to put that. Other than Chicago being in the way.
Fair.
I mean, you know that the people on that island have boats. So if you're paddling around on the lake, you might encounter them. It's a big lake, but there's nothing that is immediately near that island.
Okay.
But yeah, if you were to go paddling around Lake Michigan, Chicago is right there. And whoever those people were are on the north part of the lake somewhere.
Okay. Interesting.
The ancestors wanted you to find this one for some reason.
Well, so there's a fair bit to look at and explore. So, bottom of a lake may be more a friend of ours than us ourselves.
If a raven could shrug.
Olathe is going to make a... Should I do a matter to roll just to copy the map part itself?
Sure.
I can write out the rest of it later, but the Olathe doesn't really have drawing skill, so...
Valid.
Like, anything like that. Four suck for duplication of, like, any map or anything like that.
Okay.
And then she can write out the rest of it and attach it all together later. Well. I don't know if this will have to come before or after dealing with Chicago, but it seems the ancestors aren't always the best with timetables, so.
Well. It seems they... Well, they certainly exist on a different plane and scale than we do. Time may be less relevant to them.
I'd imagine so. But help is appreciated where help is available. And she's gonna take the time to just go ahead and start, like, gently, like, marking out some of the stuff in terms of, okay, this is where it was. Also, is the arsenal listed as one of those places?
No.
The Rockland Arsenal.
Mm-mm.
Interesting. Okay.
kind of fleshing in the map to match it up to what her mind knows of the area of different towns and waypoints she knows, give herself a sense of scale for it. Until either she's found by them or finishes and gets bored.
Okay. So around the time you're wrapping that up, is also around the time that Chase is wrapping up his little project. Around the same time that Tiernan arrives. And I think Chase just, or Chase, I think Tiernan just went AFK, but he can hear me, so I'm going to keep talking. So as Tiernan wraps up working on the dragon, Irira returns and shows him the way to the library. Similar experience. He wouldn't know this, but he's led via an entirely different route to get there because the tower fucking moved. And he is guided inside, steps in, the door closes, and pretty quickly realizes the same thing, or has the same experience that everyone else did. Once the doors close, the view outside the windows is moving because the tower is relocating itself. He also has the rather weird experience of seeing both Chase and Olathe having these experiences from the door. And like, he can tell that they both are not super aware of his entrance. The best way to explain this is once you step into the library proper, you experience the library's reality. But when you're looking at it from the outside, it just looks like Olathe and Chase are tripping balls. Just there, not doing
anything. Laying in the floor, freaking out?
Pretty much. They look like they're both just standing there. But as you step up to them to kind of engage and figure out why they're both just standing there, they disappear. And you find yourself in that same described self-rearranging, incredibly thematic library.
Well, who'da thunk? Magic libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Is there anyone else visible to Tiernan? I'll try and keep us on the 10 o'clock schedule.
You're okay. We can go a little bit over. But I know you also, I think, has your work schedule changed yet?
Yeah. I've been getting up at 6:30. I also just accepted another job today, so that'll change again soon.
Hey, you got it!
Yeah. But I'm not going to try and interrupt all that with... Also, strangers listen to this. I don't need to know where I live exactly.
Right. Yeah. Look forward to talking about that in more detail with you later. You do see somebody else. There is a fairly normal-looking person. Not I say normal in the sense of, like, not an obvious cat man.
yeah. Just, oh.
A lot of the changelings that you guys have seen here, like Arira looks like a tiefling. A lot of the changelings you've seen in here, you can see their true forms. This is either a changeling that is actively hiding their true form for some reason, or might in fact just be a dude. And he seems to be piling books as he goes, like goes to one section, grabs a book, puts it in his arms, goes to another section, grabs another, stacks it up. He looks like me, like the IRL version of me in a bookstore, just building a tower of books.
Am I watching theft? Is this
financial devastation?
It is. What would happen if I were unleashed in this place?
This is a slightly meta question. You mentioned the books find their way back. Is this such a pile that books are falling off and crawling back onto the shelves kind of shit?
Every now and then he loses one because the tower is definitely above his head. He doesn't necessarily seem to notice when he loses one. It falls off and it does, by whatever means, go back to the shelf. You see one fly. Flapping like a bird, one seems to crawl across the floor like a centipede. It's weird and a little creepy. But he kind of notices you noticing him and just kind of stops with like noticing a 20 tall stack of books.
Sorry.
Hey.
Hello.
Very awkward grin on his face. Haven't seen you here before.
I don't think I've ever watched a heist go this poorly.
Wait, what? Oh, no.
Your book is crawling away. I just point at the ground. Your book is leaving you.
Fuck. Okay. Not a heist. Not a heist.
I'm joking. I fully understand.
I'm pretty sure I'd be dragon food. If I tried that.
Dragons okay. Can't fit in here.
But I can fit in the dragon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure someone with a spear will come get you first. Yeah. Yo.
Yeah,
they wouldn't risk the books, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I look as optimistic as Christmas Day. It's just... Huh? That's a good reason.
Yeah.
Do you want extra hands? Are you all right?
I think other than the ones that have escaped, and now I'm going to have to look at my list and figure out which ones escaped. Fuck. I think I have what I need, other than like one more.
Tiernan, using the basic memory of the past 45 seconds, will pluck those books back off that got away. If that's allowed.
Thank you. When you pluck those books, you notice one of them is extremely familiar. And it is an Order of Hermes primer on the usage of sigils in crafting correspondence artifacts. The second one...
It's so long.
Is not familiar, as in it's not one that you personally have studied, but it looks to be a verbena text written in Gaelic. He's been around long enough that he probably recognizes Gaelic, even if he can't speak it. That looks fairly basic at a quick glance. It looks like it's almost a idiot's guide to beginning magic kind of thing. And with that, as you hand over those two volumes, you kind of get more of a look at the other books that are stacked up here and realize that's pretty much everything that's going on here. There is a faintly glowing book with Euthanatos symbols on it. And for the man himself, he is maybe 19 or 20 at best. Kind of a scrawny, blonde-haired kid. Pimple-faced kid.
Rough buddy.
Yeah.
How many processed sugars are actually around to give you that much acne anymore?
Well, when you live in a castle that can give you what you want on command,
No, that one's fair.
Yeah.
Oof. The biggest of rough.
But if you made an educated guess, this kid either very recently awakened as a mage or would really like to.
I'm just going to be the blunt old man and ask, are you trying to pick one?
Oh, you mean like magical...
traditions?
Is that the word?
That's the word.
Listen, I don't really know shit about shit. But I like froze a pot of water the other day by sticking my finger in it. I'm not totally sure how that happened. I was trying to make soup and I made ice cube.
Well, at least you can always heat it back up still. Are you from here? Like,
yeah, I live in the city. I'm not like a changeling. That's the polite word.
I was gonna say, is that a rude thing to ask? I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. I guess how did they say to say this? I am a human citizen of the Changeling Kingdom. Lived here my whole life. Before the changelings got here, it was really, really, really goddamn boring.
Give that a nod. I'd imagine so, yeah.
It is notably less boring with dragons.
I have been inclined to agree to date.
Yeah. I kind of asked the other, I asked the changelings if maybe I was one, and they laughed a lot, like,
checks out.
For a while. When they were done laughing, one of the nicer ones brought me here and said, think really hard about magic books. And these are the ones that I felt compelled to grab.
Are any of them, like, skimming titles and whatnot, are any of them, you know, the tech-based ones?
Yes,
I lighten his load.
There is 1,000% a full-on technocratic order primer on the usage of quantum computing in calculating distances for what's the phrase for their term for spirit? dimensional sciences. Dimensional it's literally science, yeah. A primer on quantum physics as a calculator in dimensional science.
Well, instead of reading checks 14 books today, and don't take this as like a pushing you towards anyone specifically, we could go sit down and do a better version of Spin the Bottle to figure out which one you might want to start with. Is that something you'd be okay with?
He kind of stops, squints just a little bit at you. You're not...
From here, correct.
Okay, so are you like a wizard?
This one. And then I'd find that primer I'd probably put at the top of the stack.
Order of Hermes. Okay. I'm sure that means something important. I'll take that as a yes. You are a wizard? Cool. How hard is it to be a wizard, and am I gonna die?
Hold up the nub. It's not easy. It's not easy all the time. Technically, someone could grow this back for me, probably, but that's like a choice.
Okay. So it's a learn from your mistakes type situation. Got it. Okay.
Or others. Other people's mistakes will do.
Cool. I'm Billy.
Tiernan. I shake your hand, but it appears as though you're busy.
He definitely makes kind of an effort to shake hands with the books and then promptly gives that shit up because he almost loses the tower. Yeah.
You're invisibly having one strength. Please don't drop that on me.
Okay. I'm going to bring these with me because I'm pretty sure if I put them down, they're going back.
So, is this not a situation where you could just ask the ones to stay around? How sentient are the books where they're crawling around?
That's a thing? You could just ask them?
I'm asking you. I haven't lived here that long. I haven't lived here.
This is my first time in this room. It's really weird. Okay.
All right.
He looks down at the books with a very solemn expression.
Do you want to go with the flow?
I'm going to put you down, but I need you to stay. Please don't go home. And he very carefully puts the tower of books on the ground. Take a step back.
I'm back up.
Nobody moves.
Thanks, books.
That worked?
A lot of stuff is a lot more simple than you want it to be half the time. Oh. The other half, it's the other way, exactly.
I think I'll take you up on that conversation about being a wizard.
But we could find seats and a table, I suppose.
Yeah, you kind of just realize that there's two cushy chairs with like a coffee table nearby that you don't think was there when you walked up to this kid, but now there's one off the left that looks like it's been there the whole time.
I'd kill a horse with lightning if there was a coffee on that coffee table. Huh? And I look away and then look back at it.
There's a steaming coffee on the coffee table. In a very nice little china.
I don't even drink coffee that much, but I'm sure this is going to be good. At which point, that'd be super rude. Tiernan is gonna have this kid Billy sit down with him and kind of walk through the basics of being hermetic from the traditional sense. If that doesn't light up all the things, and regardless, honestly, because Tiernan's a big believer in fate, not pathing people down it.
Mm-hmm.
As much as he's supposed to be recruiting. He's also going to probably dive into a 20-minute bit about this is Tier. That's who I am. like who I'm a person for. And unless you want to really deep dive into me doing that for 15 minutes, I assume people will want to go to bed before too long. Once his usual spiel is done, he's going to ask this kid, so, instead of reading a frankly mind-boggling amount of text that I'm sure all these books are actually longer on the inside than out.
Yeah.
With your permission, anyway, I would like to propose just casting a spell about it. And you have a pack of sentient books. So, you know, might even be easier.
Okay.
And with that, the spell, I assume, is going to be way more over this kid's head than he needs to. If he's just down for it, cool. If not, meh.
Yeah.
I guess I won't do it, because that's what consent means. I would like to use mine, too, because that's my max out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would just be entropy 3 and time 2 to cast a spell on this kid's hand. that imprints which one he would actually end up being via whatever book is around that is correct for him. We'll just jump into his hand is my objective.
Okay.
I think entropy 3 is the highest one I'd need in that. It's a little bit of peeking down the timeline of like, what if he did read all the books?
Right.
And it's a little bit of using his surface level ideas and intentions to target out which one actually aligns with him. Okay. If Tiernan can have moved him towards the, like, his whole goal is guiding poor people towards Tyr and the Norse in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you'd want some sort of charisma roll about that.
Yeah, give me charisma expression.
I got that one. I'm going to throw even a willpower at it. What diff?
Diff 7. No, diff 6. This kid's insanely impressionable.
Well, still using the willpower. Good golly gosh. That's 3 successes after the willpower of, at least just, you know, catching his interest on tier and all that. Like, sure, that maybe cheats the system slightly, but that's what you have driving goal flaws for.
Yeah.
What's the base casting diff for that thing I mentioned? I assume 6, unless the library is, like, working with me on it.
I think it would normally be a 6. I'm going to give you a 5, because the books are, in fact, sentient.
I'm going to use a whole quint on it. And this is done by using just a pouch of ashes to draw a sigil of fate onto his hand. It might sparkle, it might do some funny kooky shit.
Mm-hmm.
That is 2 successes. I'll just keep channeling if none of them jump at that opportunity, but sentient books sitting 2 feet away hopefully don't need that much.
Okay. He's raptly intrigued and focused on the discussion about the Norse. That is something that very much intrigues him. But the book that seems to start vibrating in a pick me up, pick me up, pick me up, pick me up, pick me up kind of way has an interesting sigil on the front of it that you have not seen all that much. You've been in hermetic libraries where that kind of thing has been around. But you know that this particular tradition doesn't really exist anymore.
Mm.
At least not in its original form. That is a Silificati sigil on the front of that book.
Tiernan gives it a shrug and goes, that's pretty close anyway. Good deal. I'm assuming the book is visibly vibrating. Like, I don't have to point at it or anything.
Yeah, he kind of gingerly reaches over and picks it up. Is this a good thing? Is this the one I'm supposed to read?
I mean, how do you feel about alchemy?
Isn't that the thing where you, turn lead into gold?
Basic one, yeah.
That's basic. Okay. Cool, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Look, kid, you're going to have a hard time finding more people who are into that. But, and prove fate wrong if you really want to. I would argue I'm still a student of it. But, like, seems like a solid starting point.
Cool. Thanks. You're a nice guy.
I try.
He picks up the Solificati book, he picks up the Order of Hermes book, tucks both of them under his arm, and in short order, all of the other books are leaving the table. Some of them are flying, some of them are crawling across the floor, one of them seems to turn into a bounce object, like it's bouncing itself, like dribbling its way down the hallway. It's really ridiculous.
Is Tyrion, this is a question, because Chris is blending too much with real life versus player or character knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Is one of those, one, does he know Jessica is a reformed technocrat?
I'm not sure that he does.
I don't think he does. So,
wait a minute. I'm reasonably confident that that got said, and Chase being also having technocratic ties got said to Tyr, like, pretty bluntly right when he decided to join the party.
I think there's also been, like, several jokes about it from Jesse.
That's fair, and I think Bird might be right.
Yeah, also, unrelated, is this all happening in view of Aletha and Chase?
It's not.
Okay.
Either way. To wrap up anyway. Yeah, I'm sure we'll be back around. I try and, because I've never seen them. I know you might have grown up with them. I never see dragons. So that's like a
grew up with dragons. What the?
That's
fuck?
A solid stopping point every time I'm here.
Yeah, I'm hoping I get to ride one of those one day.
If finding a Solificati doesn't seem to happen, and you do want to go down the path of, you know, big fat traditions and all the handicaps and benefits of doing that, as much as structure is balanced. You'll find me, I'm sure. If not, there is just a carriage, the caravan that flies around in the sky. What, it feels like a couple times a month at this point? That's us, just look for the landing.
Thanks, I really appreciate that.
Also, don't get yourself in a fight about it, but you could just go down the path of telling people you'll turn their face inside out literally next time they, like, I don't know, pick on you for maybe being a wizard or not. It sounds like you have a innate thing for forces, so enjoy that. Make it rain, shoot
sure
lightning,
I'll
that kind of thing.
Understand what that means in time. Thanks. I hope I see you soon.
I'll certainly try.
And he kind of wanders off into the stacks with those books.
Yeah. And sits there and finishes his coffee.
And back on the This Is a Sentient Library, as Tiernan polishes off that coffee, slowly realizes he's probably more aware of this happening than Chase and Aletha are, because he's just drinking coffee and watching the library go.
Yeah.
They're actively doing things.
The library is just interesting enough on its own to Tiernan.
Yeah. Around the time that he polishes off the rest of that coffee, the library has rearranged itself to the point that now Chase and Aletha are within view, and everyone kind of comes to the end of their tasks at around the same time. It's quite probable the library is also fucking with time.
Olathe is going to reach up to Griv, her raven a little scratched, because he's probably going to be disappearing soon.
Before.
Gotta love sentient libraries. Or at least magical ones.
Yeah, instead of Hawaii, how hard would it be to live here?
We'd lose half our group immediately.
Sometimes fuck with time and stuff too. It gets weird. Exist out of time? Magic libraries are weird. Probably not the safest idea long term.
Find any good books?
An interesting one.
Ace holds up his prize.
I'm going to assume the shelf that Olathe got this off of is not visible any longer.
No.
She's going to finish shutting the one that she had gone completely through and tap it. Not what I expected, but we may have some interesting leads, including under the lake.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to probably become a regular attendant here for a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I met a kid. Not in, like, the fun way, but, like, might be...
You're way too old to be talking about meeting kids in the fun way, buddy. You want to start over?
The kid had a literal stack of Wet Mage of My books. What?
And now he thinks he's a hermetic. Yeah?
No, Salificati.
Interesting.
Really bucking the stereotypes here. I'm proud of you, man.
Oh, no, the stereotype's true still. Like, I know what I want, but, you know.
Fair enough.
Can't force face to bend.
Calificati.
I know what I'm about. The hardest part is going to be finding more Calificati.
Yeah, there's not really forums anymore, are there? Never mind.
No, you're not wrong. Yeah.
Man.
Heck, I don't even have to keep up with any of the other, like, the big nine, you know?
I'm really wondering how the Disparates are doing now that they don't have, you know, the dark web to communicate with. Probably poorly, I'm guessing.
Honestly, depending on the group, some of them might be doing decently well for themselves. Sasha's figured it out, but it depends on which group. Olathe shakes her head a little. No.
Wild.
As you said, it's interesting you can meet online.
That's... yeah.
But... well, could meet online. But... I don't know. Some of their... beliefs might still follow through more easily. They weren't... a lot of them weren't quite as wrapped up in the
essential
rigid thought patterns either. They're often a little more flexible.
They just, you know, tend to not have any friends that would be likely to come and help them that are more than, you know, or closer than a 4-hour drive away.
True. In some cases, very true, but...
although I guess it's not like the Dream Speakers of exactly, or the Order of Hermes, or the...
I am right here.
Yeah? Where's the rest of your group?
Back at your camp. What? No, I know what you mean. It's, shaky
exactly.
At best.
Well, we have
where are the Hermetic Masters? But... where have they been? What is... I guess
floating
question.
Around in the ether.
You know, it's been a fucking year and we still haven't really asked a very important question, which is, what the fuck is the Council of Nine up to right now, and why is it that random assholes who probably murder children are, like, the predominant people making things happen in the area?
Probably falling into a political circle jerk.
I'm going to guess that, in the Hermeretics case especially, probably trying to track down any technocrats they can. Because, you know, they knew they wanted to be the big bad. And for my people, there's probably some of them that still don't even know this is going on.
I mean, I'm pretty sure when you find the first technocrat and half their bones are made of jelly now, you get the idea.
Yeah, I mean, they're not all like that.
But some people are vengeful.
Oh, sure. But, like...
Still confident the progenitors are having a great time right now.
And I'm pretty sure Phil was, like, on Mars and didn't even know that all this had happened until I contacted him, so I imagine there's still a few more drifting out there.
For real, though, we need to, like, put that on the list. Somebody should probably reach out to, like, the council and see if there's any degree of... It's been a year.
Ben,
plenty of time to figure shit out.
Remember when we talked about that, there's a yearly Dream Speaker meeting of all the Dream Speakers?
Yeah.
When's that happen?
We'll have to figure that out. And I think that is going to need to be where we call it for the night, with the gang back together, and probably...
Ish.
Well, the gang that's at Changeling Kingdom back together. And,
I mean, did we have anything else we wanted to get, or did we want to just move ahead to we return to Kirkland to regroup the whole party?
Honestly, I think we pulled them back and then we're still moving around. I don't think we were done with our trade group thing.
I just mean, in general, use the door, step back into Kirkland, AO, we're ready to get moving, are you guys ready to get moving kind of deal?
We gotta go now!
I think the three of us, at least, have all accomplished all of our goals for the Fae Kingdom, and we can move on unless there's more that we need to discover here.
Oh, I'm sure there's more, but, like...
Let's go. For ease of getting back into it next time.
What up, though?
Okay, so yeah, that'll probably be where we pick up next week, is... You guys reach out and summon the nerds back together, come back through the door, back onto the boat, and we kick off next session with a quick exchange of information among the different groups about what all you guys have figured out while you were separated, and figure out where your next stop is.
Man, I hope Moth took good notes.
Fucking retweet. Please.
Well, I will definitely listen to this episode between now and then and cement into my head the stuff that I pulled out of thin air, because I was improvising a lot tonight.
Hold on. Before we... I mean, obviously we can wrap up, but I'm going to post what we have. Please let me know if there's anything else I need to add.
Okay. And that'll be it. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Good night.
Glad we let you stretch a bit, Ben. Good night. Then.